on this very special episode of Tech Tips with Tech Squad, we're going to be doing a part two to episode five. We're going to be interviewing a teacher pro, Mr. Brian Briggs, as well as having one of our very own sixth period Gen Yes students, Seth Gilham, coming on, showing us some really cool stuff. So stay tuned.
You're listening to Tech Tips with Tech Squad. If you enjoy this podcast, subscribe on iTunes or visit our website at bit.ly/Covina High School Tech Tips. Tech Tips with Tech Squad is brought to you by the Gen Yes students of Covina High School with the support of administration and faculty.
This program exists to provide knowledge of local and school events, give helpful tips with tech problems that come about, and give suggestions on certain apps or techniques that make maneuvering around tech easy.
All right, so we have another guest on the podcast today. We have Mr. Brian Briggs. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How about you guys?
I'm doing great.
I'm doing pretty well as myself. So we just have a few questions for you. So I guess we'll kick that right off from the start. So what do you do and where are you from?
I live in Davis, California, and I work at the Plumas Lake Elementary School District. My role is the Director of Innovation and Instructional Technology, which basically what that is kind of like the Director of IT and the Director of Educational Technology. So what goes in the classroom and like the wires and pliers, your Wi-Fi, your network and servers and stuff. So I don't really actually do it. My partner crime over here does. So he's been teaching me. My background is, again, I spent most of my years teaching kindergarten, so that's cool. Where my expertise is. So, and I'm learning as I go. So that's pretty much what I do.
Cool.
So second question, favorite piece of technology to use in the classroom?
My favorite or what I like to use with teachers and students?
So let's start off with, I guess I'd say what's your favorite?
My favorite is, you guys probably have it right now. It's in your pocket. Mine's the cell phone.
Got it. Okay.
That's my favorite piece of technology used in the classroom because it is, a lot of times it's a lot more powerful than the computers that you have access to. And it's, again, mobile. I can take it out anytime and create. Again, I try to emphasize creating.
Yeah. Yeah. That's cool. Great. All righty. So then, what is one thing you think all teachers today should know about technology?
The one thing, there's many things. So maybe I'll do one or two.
Yeah.
One is, again, it's always going to be changing. You can't be set in your ways. You got to always try to continue learning because as soon as you get comfortable with one thing, the next thing is going to come around. And you're going to have to learn again. So that is one. And the other one that I emphasize to teachers a lot are, you're not going to break it. Okay.
Yeah.
So one of my things is you click it till you break it. So don't be afraid of it. Just, you know, explore and see what you can do with it. That's how I got to where I am was I tried to break the things that I'm on. So, yeah. So that's my one thing I always say is don't be afraid of it. You know, just see if you can break it. So.
Just mess around with it a little bit. Kind of get
that right.
Yeah. Google if you need to, because that's like your best helper right there.
That's right.
All right, so last question. What is something awesome your students are doing or you're doing with them?
Right now, we're going to start up our own student podcast. It's for our district. And basically, I have accounts for teachers and students to log into at the school sites.
That's cool.
So it's basically like I want them to share to the community what they're doing at school. Stories they've interviewed, like... when they had school assemblies, they were able to pull the people off to the side and interview them. So that's one. There's also, I just am completing an after-school coding enrichment class with fourth and fifth graders.
Oh, that's awesome.
To kind of, get them in the mindset of coding and programming and get them going. So just a lot of stuff going on. And I always have an ear if students or teachers want to try something. I'm the last person to say no. because again, if I don't know how to do it, I want to learn how to do it also. So, in the future, we're going to be doing more with the Raspberry Pis. I have a bunch of those over here that I want to start using more. So, yeah. So those are some of the things we're doing.
Cool. That's awesome. And you talked about coding. Is that like necessarily more focused towards block coding, or have you moved more towards, you know, full on scripts?
Right now, is since it's fourth and fifth grade, I'm focusing on the Blockly, the block coding, and eventually with Raspberry Pis going into Python.
Got it.
And so doing the Python at the middle school, and I do have some coding robots that use JavaScript, but I think Python's a little bit more useful at the moment. With iPads, they have the Swift Playground, which does the Swift coding. So right now, I don't know what the more used one is, but I think the most, just to get them familiar and practicing with that language. So
cool.
We'll see.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us on this podcast. It's been great having you.
Not a problem. Thanks for having me on.
So on today's episode, we have a new student. What's your name? What do you do in Gen Tech?
So my name is Seth Gilham. I'm actually Mr. Platt's third period Genius student. I've been in the program for 3 years. I've actually been here the longest out of everybody. I'm pretty familiar with the classroom during sixth period. I know everybody a little bit personally, known as friends for a while.
All right. So what's your tech tool?
So my tech tool that I really recommend is Doceri. Doceri is basically a professional iPad whiteboard that you can link up to either a Windows PC or Mac OS system.
Oh, cool. So how can it be used in the classroom?
So teachers can present different projects that they created. They could either create a video, show hand-drawn graphics, or just share the file as an image or a PDF. You can also set it up via AirPlay to an Apple TV. So you could actually show your presentation from your iPad, connect to your Apple TV, and onto a projector. The app itself was actually built for teachers to use. It has actually spread out quite a bit to other people using it for normal presentations, such as work and other places like that.
Oh, cool. All right. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me.
That's going to wrap it up today for episode 5, part 2 of Tech Tips with Tech Squad. If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to tune in to our next episode, which is going to be coming this coming Wednesday, and then the following episodes after that. If you enjoyed it as well, feel free to subscribe to our channel at Tech Tips Tech Squad on Podomatic or on iTunes. And don't forget to reboot. And our little tech tip for today is going to be to press Control-Alt-Delete when on a Windows computer, and it will bring you to the Task Manager. And that'll help you close out of any frozen applications, or maybe if you're stuck with a something that's in full screen, it'll boot you out of there real quick.
Thank you for listening. If you want to give us any feedback and or any questions for us, please subscribe on iTunes at Tech Tips with Tech Squad, or visit our website at bit.ly/Covina High Tech Tips. Come back in 2 weeks to listen in for another podcast. Have a wonderful day. Check.